Thank you for joining the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the close of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday and worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
How do we celebrate Thanksgiving in a post-Christian age? I'm going to visit with you about that in a sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Father, your generous goodness comes to us new every day. By the work of your Spirit, lead us, we pray, to acknowledge your goodness, to give thanks for your benefits, and to serve you in willing obedience. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, in whose name we pray, amen. Friends in Christ. When I was a very young pastor, I had just finished preaching a Thanksgiving Day sermon. As the people were passing through the door where I stood greeting them, one of the members, a good member, said, "I think you missed a whole point in your sermon today. You have to realize that Thanksgiving is a national holiday, and the emphasis should be on our nation giving thanks to God for his blessings to us as a people and then using us in this world." It was a very constructive criticism spoken by a man who was born in another country but had immigrated to the United States and was thankful to God for this adopted land. Therefore, I will always remember his comments. He would do this once in a while. And in all the years that he came and visited with me about the preaching of God's word, it was always very constructive, and I learned much from that lay person. Therefore, in my comments today, on this Thanksgiving Sunday, if we can call it that, I'd like to keep in mind what he taught me when I was just a young fellow. I'd like to begin by asking the question, is the United States a chosen people of God? Now notice how I say that, and notice the indefinite article. That indefinite article is a. Is the United States a chosen people of God? Well, first let's go back and say, who is the chosen people of God? And here I would read to you from the 7th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, verse 6. God said to Israel, "You are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord has chosen you out of all the people on the face of the earth to be his people, his treasured possession." Now there is no question here that Israel is the chosen people of God. To no other nation has God ever uttered these words, that I have chosen you out of all the people on the face of the earth to be my people. Never, friend. We sometimes might feel that he has said that to the United States, but he hasn't. Israel is God's chosen people. But the question comes back, could we be a chosen people with the indefinite article? Well, in the 33rd Psalm, verse 12, we have these words, "Blessed is a nation whose God is the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance." And again, we know well that this is a reference to Israel. But again, I'd like to ask that question, is there any chance that any other people, any other nation could be a part of God's chosen ones? I like what Donald Williams has written in his commentary on this psalm. He says, while Psalm 33, verse 12, refers to Israel, the promise is now extended to God's new Israel, which is the church. That is, those who trust Jesus Christ as their Savior and their Lord. This is not only where there are millions of people living in that land who confess Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, but it is where the nation as a whole seeks to live in harmony with God's divine purpose. The nation as a whole desires to be obedient to the word of God, honors God, worships God, and thanks God, not only on Thanksgiving Day, but every day of the year. Are we a nation of God if we consider ourselves that way? Well, I think it's well for us to take a look at our nation's history. There are many things that point to the fact that we are a nation of God, not the nation, not like Israel, but a nation, redeemed in Jesus Christ, confessing our faith in him and trusting him as our Lord. For example, the Thanksgiving proclamations that have come from the officials of our land from almost the very beginning give evidence to this, that we realize that we could really sing, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. He was the giver. He is the giver." And so it was in 1621, when they had only been in this land for about a year, that Governor William Bradford declared the first proclamation of a Thanksgiving Day, where people were to stop as a nation. It was pretty small in those days, but they were to stop as a nation and give thanks to God. When our country became independent, it was President Washington who gave that same proclamation. We had to set aside a time when we will give thanks to God for all of his blessings. After the Civil War, Abraham Lincoln did the same. Just before World War II started, Franklin Delano Roosevelt made a very strong point of giving thanks to the Almighty God. And every single year since, the presidents have uttered their proclamation that it would be well for us as a nation to go to our places of worship and to sit in our homes and to give thanks to Almighty God for the gifts that have come to us as a nation, and not only as individuals, but as a nation from his hand of grace. We can see that in the history of our country, there has been that riding all the time in the hearts of those who led us. When I was a lad, and I'm sure that went on for some years later, the schoolroom was a place where you gave reverence to God. I remember, as I've said to you before many a time on this particular program, I'll never forget some of those teachers who opened our class day by the reading of scriptures. And then there was a prayer. Generally, it was the Lord's Prayer, but there could be others. In our classroom, there was a picture, and in that picture, there were the Ten Commandments. We were reminded again and again that those were the absolutes, and we were to abide by them in as far as we could. These were the rights and the wrongs. We would transgress them every day, but we would realize that we had done wrong, and we in no way had to go around wondering, well, what is right and what is wrong? That's our history. We were people who had respect for, in the vaguest sense of the word, the divine. We had many people who never darkened the doors of the church and would never say that they trusted Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, but they had respect. They had respect for this whole matter of the Christian faith. And they would say often, while I don't believe in the basic teachings of the Christian faith, I certainly see the need of the Ten Commandments, the Golden Rule, etc. Obviously, as a Christian, it was not enough for me, but at least it was respect that God Almighty was behind all of this. Take a look at our coins. In God do we trust. Announce allegiance to the flag. And we talk about one nation under God. These are evidences that we are a people where God was the Lord. Is there evident that God has blessed us then? You know, he said he would bless us. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Has he blessed us? Think of the opportunities that we have in the United States, friend. No other place in all of God's creation have there been opportunities like we have here. Think of the freedoms that we enjoy. And again, this is a real blessing that has come to us from our Heavenly Father. A few days ago, one of our daughters sent me an email, and in this she cited some of the differences in the last 100 years. I'm going to just take six of them. They're very interesting. In 1902, the average life expectancy, according to this email I received, was 47 years old. 14% of the homes had bathtubs. 8% of the homes had telephones. There were 8,000 cars in the United States. And note this, there were 144 miles of paved roads. 6% of Americans had gone to high school and graduated. And I'm surprised that there's 90% of all the United States physicians had no college education. Instead, they attended medical schools, many of which were condemned in the press and by the government as substandard. And then the end of this little email was, "What a difference a century makes." Stop and think of it. This was in 1902. Well, God has blessed us, hasn't he? You may say, well, I don't know what part God had in it, but certainly people have used the opportunities and they have developed many wonderful things for us so that these are facts that we chuckle a little bit about. But who gave us the abilities and who gave us the freedoms to do it? Are we thankful that we are citizens of the United States of America? I have a very close friend who would answer this question if he were here before the microphone. This man was born and raised in Germany. He fought in the German army. After World War II, he came to the United States. Later, he and his fiancée, who had come a bit earlier, were married. And they made this land their home. Fortunately for us, they located in Iowa, for they are outstanding people. And while he enjoys many of the material blessings in his new land, his greatest thrill is being an American and enjoying the freedoms that we have here and the opportunities that made it possible for him to come without very much money in his pocket to become a very successful business person. He has a license plate with a unique inscription on it. This is what it is. USA space. Then IOU. So when you look at it, you read USA, IOU. And this man is hurriedly going on to say, I can't thank God enough for the United States of America. It has blessed me in so many gracious and wonderful ways. But he would go on to say that this is only one of the blessings that he has received from God Almighty in this country. Primarily, it is that here we live as a people who are blessed with the freedom to worship. But the question is, how long can we keep on doing it? Here we have had a nation where God's law has been taught and proclaimed as absolute truth. No question about it. We're not wondering what the Word of God says that is truth. We have lived in a land and continue for most part to say that our people have known what is right and what is wrong. We live in a land where the gospel of Jesus Christ is proclaimed. Our churches might not always be very well attended, but the gospel of Jesus Christ in many of those churches is really coming forth, where we are being told that Jesus Christ, according to the Holy Scriptures, is the Son of God, and he is the Savior of the world. He has suffered and died at the cross of Calvary to pay the price for our sins. And by grace, through faith in him, we can be the forgiven children of God. And when we have received Jesus Christ as our Savior, then our sins are forgiven, and we have the assurance of a God who walks with us while we are here, and a Savior who will take us safely home to heaven. Then he has told us to move out and to be a spiritual blessing to others. And as we have caught that message, we have come to understand that the greatest thrill in life is not necessarily earning another $1,000 or $10,000 or $1,000,000, but it is to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with those who are round about us, our children, our parents, our loved ones, wherever they are, our friends, and watch the Holy Spirit work through that gospel so that they can know Jesus Christ in a real and personal way. I tell you, friend, that's what we thank God for as a nation, not only as individuals, but as a nation. And God grant that we will never lose sight of what he has really done for us. And so we have a prayer for America on this Thanksgiving Day. It's a special time of prayer because we have to take a look at our country corporately. Let us pray that the gospel of Jesus Christ may continue to be proclaimed and that millions will come to faith in Christ. As we thank God for those who have come to Christ, let us pray for a spiritual awakening in our land before it's too late. Let us pray that our churches will be open and that they will stand there Sunday after Sunday with the dynamic power of the gospel. For that alone is the only message that we really have that is of any real significance. We have now become a part of what we're told is the post-Christian era, and I would not argue with this. It will be more difficult to be a vocal Christian in the United States in the next 100 years if Christ does not come before. It is true that our rights to give expression to our faith in public places will be challenged in the very name of the Bill of Rights, which was the document that gave us the right to have the privilege to worship according to the dictates of our own conscience. As we lift our voices in prayer, thanking God for the blessings he has brought to us, to give the Christian church to be faithful to our confessions, that we might live with the security that God is our Father through Jesus Christ our Lord. My friend, these are the blessings that many of us have had. The freedom. We have had the opportunities to learn more about the will of God. We don't have all of the answers. That is true, but we have the basic answers. We have the answer to how we go home to heaven. We have the answer as to how we're going to live while we're here on this earth and how God is going to protect us and be with us. That has been our freedom. Still is. Today you can get into your cars and go to your churches, places where the gospel of Christ is proclaimed. But we have to ask ourselves, if it continues to move the way that it does, will we always have that opportunity? If the church succumbs to this foolishness that our culture has got to be a part of our authority in deciding what is right and what is wrong, the next few years will see the glow of the gospel disappear, for there will be no authority. People on this day, thank God in your prayers for the United States of America. Ask him to forgive us our sins and pray that he will strengthen us and give us the faithfulness to be true to him and to his blessed word. Amen. Will you pray with me? God in heaven, you have been so good to us. We believe, Father, on the basis of the blessings that we have received, that we can be a people of God. For we have seen that when God is the Lord, when we trust you, when we serve you, when we worship you, that there we are truly blessed. We thank you for these material blessings. But God, we realize that they too shall perish. Above all, we thank you for those real gifts, the gift of eternal life, the gift of the assurance that we have a Savior who will never fail us, who will never forsake us. O God in heaven, receive our thanks, and we beseech thee that through your merits you will grant unto us in this land a spiritual awakening, that we may give our hearts to you, that we may serve you, and having been blessed by you in this way, that we may reach out and be a blessing to other people. In Christ's name we ask it. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of Christian Crusaders. May today's gospel message bring you peace, joy, and strength for the days to come. We remind you that Christian Crusaders is a non-profit ministry supported entirely by the gifts and prayers of our listening family. For your convenience, we are now able to take credit card donations by phone or mail. Cassette tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free phone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Christian Crusaders invites you to find out more about our ministry on the internet. Our website is there to serve you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. That's Christian Crusaders, all one word, .org. Hundreds of Pastor Larson's sermons aren't available to be read or printed. Sermons are organized by topic to help you find what you need. Complete recordings of the latest programs can also be heard at your convenience. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church at Cedar Falls, Iowa, and radio pastor of Christian Crusaders for the past 40 years.